Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
Hey guys, how's everyone today?
Everyone's, I'm sure, great, because a bunch of new games came out and we've been playing them. Been playing a lot of Pokemon. Actually, that is a fucking lie, and I'll get into that later. That is a lie that I have not. I've played 8 hours of Pokemon so far. And that's by choice.
I was expecting more from you.
Yeah, no, that's actually by choice. I'll get into it later. So we'll talk about Pokemon later on in the podcast. And Will, what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Mark.
Yeah, a lot of Call of Duty. I'm two levels away from 155.
Jeez. Yeah, I was killing it with Mark on Gunfight the other night. I was 11-0.
Oh, nice. I pissed him off so bad yesterday because I've been playing hardcore, where it's like one kill, one shot death.
Yep.
And he was not good at that at all.
Yeah.
Like, he was just getting destroyed on Shoot House like that. And I was like, everyone else had like 20 kill streaks and whatnot. I'm playing hardcore mainly because I'm trying to level my pistols.
Right.
And at least on hardcore mode, you're like, it's one shot, you know, one kill.
Yeah. Well, I like my Call of Duty how I like all the Call of Duties, fucking shoot them 10 times in the head before they die. Anyways, let's get into the episode. It's all coming up right now. All right, welcome back. Yeah, that effect sounded like I was in the bathroom stall.
I just thought you were trying something new.
Right in the bathroom stall. When you call me and then I'm on the phone, I'm like, hey, I can't talk right now. I'm taking a shit.
Isn't that the voice of God? It's like, you know, there's that echo. It's like, if I heard that in my head, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you were playing some Star Wars I as well, yeah?
A little bit. I haven't gone very far. Mark is playing it as well. I really do like the combat. I'm playing on Jedi Master difficulty, not Grandmaster, because the game is got a challenging curve to it. But so far, I'm liking it. I think they could do a bit more for like calling it an RPG. It still feels like more of an action game than anything.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's it looks stellar, dude. Like, I'm watching gameplay of it, and it just looks like amazing. But is it on Xbox? Because it looks really good.
It's on Xbox.
Ooh, I might pick it up. I still haven't played any of the Star Wars games. Like, none of them that have come out.
The Force Unleashed games weren't too bad. I prefer this one, though. The story is really good.
Yeah.
It's taking place during, like, Order 66, where, like, it would be after the third movie, so Anakin just became Darth Vader, and now he's, like, hunting down all the Jedi.
Oh, okay. That sounds
and
interesting.
And they've destroyed the Jedi Temple and whatnot, so the main character who you play as is Cal Kestis. And he survived Order 66 with his master sacrificing himself for him.
Right.
And now he's just been in hiding for like the last like 5 or 6 years.
Interesting. So yeah, the story is really good then so far?
So far from what I've seen, I really like it.
Well, we'll
they
give it...
even have you watched Rogue One?
No, I'm not into Star Wars. Sorry, internet.
Okay, well, I'm sure you know who Forrest Whitaker is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a big actor. And in Rogue One, he plays a mercenary, but more like a freedom fighter. His name's Saw Gerrera. Mm-hmm. And you actually see him make the return in here, voiced by Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we...
Because this is way before Rogue One, right? So...
Right. Why don't we save our Star Wars talk for the next podcast when you're actually done the game?
Yeah, and hopefully if you pick it up, then we'll have more to talk about.
Yeah, I'm going to be super balls deep in COD still. Mark and I were literally contemplating joining a tournament for Gunfight because we were that good. Like, we were fucking merkin' kids. All right, everybody. So the gaming word of the day is brought to you by sponsors we don't have. So the word of the day today is griefer. You know what that is, Will?
Not really.
Yeah, no. A griefer is any person who intentionally causes other people on the internet or in a game grief or other problems. So it's like basically what's that other word that everyone uses? A troll.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it'd be like a camper as well.
Yeah.
You just sit in one fucking area and not leave.
It's like the entire Call of Duty fan base. Pretty much.
Pretty much. I've camped a couple times when I was trying to complete a few missions. There's one I had to get hold on.
Cough it out. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You had to get 3 fury kills.
Yep.
That's super tough to do.
Yeah, I bet.
That's 4 kills back to back, instantly.
Right. Which you can really only do with an LMG or an RPG or something with a lot of ammo.
Even then, you'd have to have them all lined up and together.
Right.
And that's 4 people, right? So
yeah,
super tough. So I had I kind of camped for a little bit, got the VTOL. Then the VTOL got me up to my chopper. And then while the VTOL was getting kills, I was getting kills with the chopper and then done.
Shit. Man, okay. I've not got a VTOL yet, but they have to be the most, the amount of time that thing's in the air is kind of fucking offensive. Like, it's up in the air for, 3 minutes.
It's not, actually. It's only, a minute, or a minute and a half.
But still,
it feels long, because every time it kills you and you respawn and it kills you again, you're just just go away.
Yeah,
just go away.
It's a minute is a long time, especially when you continuously die. You can die probably 4 times in a minute from that fucking jet.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you there. It's some bullshit.
Yeah, it should be max 30 seconds. You know. That,
yeah.
I think 30.
Well,
seconds.
It's easy too, because to get the VTOL you only need 7 kills without dying.
No, it's 8.
You sure?
Yeah, it's 8. I just selected it last night because I was like, fuck it, everyone's getting the VTOL, I want the VTOL.
Okay. And then the VTOL will get you if you have your third perk is kill chain.
Yep.
Which your kill streak kills now count to your next kill streak.
Yeah.
So boom, you could literally take that straight to Juggernaut if you wanted.
Shit. That's OP as shit.
Because you know how many kills the VTOL gets. I just watched the screen and it's oh, there's 1 kill. Oh, double kill, triple kill. All right.
Yeah. We've been on a roll when we've been playing lately, so I've been having a lot of fun with COD, but I know as soon as we go into some sort of league, we're gonna get just fucking shit kicked.
I think I'm gonna stay away from competitive stuff, and I'm just gonna enjoy it, because they do have the Battle Pass system coming next week, or next month.
Yeah.
And a lot of actually information has gotten leaked on that, which I should cover if we're talking COD right now. Is apparently the battle royal is going to be a 200 person.
What the fuck? That's a lot of people. Well, that's the big, that is kind of a big issue though. Now that I think about it, it's you play the battle royales. Yeah, sure, there's 100 people, but you land in one area and it's got nobody.
Yeah. So, and it's going to be huge. 200 player game mode, complete with the usual options: solo, duos, and squads. I think squads are going to stick to 4.
Right,
because Mark and I were discussing it. You can't really go 5 or 6. You can probably go 5 and still hit 200, but 6 just doesn't even out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you die, there's a this thing here called a ton of information in the leak, but the most interesting twist is a new iteration of the Gulag. So when you die in the Battle Royal, you'll have a chance to fight your way back into the game through a 1v1.
Oh, that's dirty, dude. That's
And the winner will get a respawn token.
But you can only do that once, I imagine.
Yeah, just once.
Dude, that's fucking cool. That's different.
I like that. That's going to be cool. And then for everyone that's lost the 1v1s and stuff like that are waiting their turn, they get to watch.
Oh, interesting. And what if they could place bets on who's going to win, and then that gets them extra points or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of things they're introducing with the new Call of Duty. Apparently, there's going to be a new thing, a concept of plunder. So plunder is going to be the currency that you can earn by completing missions and eliminating enemies during the Battle Royal.
Right.
But you can lose your plunder if you get killed. So it says here you'll have to deposit your plunder at in-game ATMs. But then depositing at an ATM will cause an alarm to go off, broadcasting your position to the enemies.
Interesting. So you know what that's going to be, right? That's going to be fucking kids just camping ATMs, and then they're going to kill you and take all your shit.
Yeah, I think the ATM should have random spawns.
Yeah, 100%. But even so, if someone finds an ATM and has no shit, they're going to be like, I'm just going to camp here and kill you. So you basically got to nade the ATM before you even go in.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's an interesting concept. I want to see what plunder actually does for the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it have, like, you know, you get this much and you can unlock cosmetics. Okay, that's actually kind of cool, but, like, guns and whatnot shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. You know what, dude? In all honesty, I'm super impressed with this Call of Duty. Like, I've not felt this way about a Call of Duty, like, since the original Modern Warfare, essentially.
Well, if everyone's listened to this podcast from day one, I pretty much bad talked Call of Duty since we started.
Yeah, same.
Because I've just lost faith in it. It just wasn't a good franchise to me anymore.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare has brought it back.
Yeah, it's classic Call of Duty. The only thing that, there's just minimal things that piss me off. And, you know, it's just something that's, you gotta live with, like the fucking killstreak duration, for example. So.
Yeah, well, another thing they really have to fix, and they haven't talked about it at all, which is freaking stupid. They'll talk about gun patches and stuff like that, and nerfs or buffs, but they gotta fix the matchmaking. I cannot get over how annoyed I am when I finish a match, and then I look at our party, and we're all separated, and I'm with now Big Donut and someone else.
Yeah, and Rage of the VG or some. Yeah, anyways, it's super annoying, I agree. I definitely think that has something to do with crossplay, because it happens a lot more frequently when I play with
It does, but I found it happens during PlayStation as well, because Mark and I disabled crossplay when it was just all PlayStation people on the weekend.
Yeah.
And he opened his network as well, instead I had it like, or no, he went from open network to closed because he read that it was supposed to help it. Sure enough, we all got separated. Me, Brian, Nick, Tam. Yeah.
What do you mean? You mean like the NAT type was closed?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if your NAT type's not open, like that's fucking not good. Like that whole weekend when Brittany was away and I couldn't play any games because my computer was just being a dink. That's literally what it was. It's because my NAT type was moderate and it would not go to open.
Well, for COD, Mark read that apparently that was supposed to help, but he switched it back to open because we were still getting booted.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had the option on Xbox to change it to fucking open, but you gotta do all this fucking hoop-jumping bullshit to get it back to open.
It is, so yeah. That's one thing I really think they have to fix.
Yeah, I agree. Other than that, the game itself is great.
Yeah, because if they're going to launch the Battle Royal, I don't want to have to team up after every game.
Yeah, for sure. Cool, so I'll be probably playing Call of Duty for quite a while.
I think I'm going to. If they can do it as a Battle Royal and keep it interesting and keep updating it, this will take over my next, this will be my shooter. I can keep playing this when I'm, you know, in between games.
Yeah.
And especially the battle pass system, right? Like, you even remember on Fortnite, we'd try to get, like, the things that we needed. So
yeah,
if they introduce some really cool cosmetics and gun skins or... Now, Mark and I were discussing this as well at work, and we should put this on the website as a poll, kind of. Now, with the battle pass system, and they've talked about these new leaked guns that are coming, like they have the Vector, they have the TAR, and something else I remember. Oh, and the crossbow.
Right.
Do you think they, in all the recent Call of Duties, all those games or guns have been like DLC? So you paid extra for them?
I can't remember, actually. I didn't play Black Ops 4 because it was a waste of my time.
But that's how they did all the guns, is through DLC.
Right.
Now, my question is, because they said it's going to be like pretty much all free DLC this way in lieu of the Battle Pass system.
Yep.
I don't really want to see them introduce the guns into the Battle Pass. Because what happens, like, oh, there's a gun you get at level 100, but because of work, I just wasn't able to, you know, play it as much.
Right. I see your point. I mean, I would like, instead of guns, there should just be blueprints for the guns. Right?
Yeah, some unique ones. But I do know they are introducing new guns into the game. How do you think they should do that? It's just free DLC?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any fucking DLC should be paid at this point if we're paying $80 a year for a new fucking game.
Yeah, I feel like things are getting a little out of hand, because I looked, you know, when you buy a game on Xbox or PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
And you use your credit card?
Yep.
You don't get taxed, do you?
Yeah. Because
when I check...
I think you do. I
have to look. Last time I bought, when I bought Star Wars, I just got charged the $79.99. But I bought Pokemon last night, and right when I downloaded it onto my Switch, right before, you know, they're like, oh yeah, so it's going to be $79.99, but there's an $8.96 tax.
Right.
And I was like, wait, what?
It's the it's the CEO bonus, but they just call it tax. So what's the poll you wanted to put on?
How should we say this properly? In which way do you want to see new guns introduced? DLC, battle pass rewards, etc.
I see. How would you like, not Link, how would you like to see new guns be added to Call of Duty? So I'm just throwing a poll up on our Facebook right now.
Ooh, you hear that, guys? Get on there.
Now. Yeah.
Give us some thoughts. Let us know. Then we can talk about it more. As like I said, we're going to be playing a lot of Call of Duty, and we're going to cover it quite a bit. It's going to be like our new Sea of Thieves.
It's going to be our new Sea of Thieves, which, speaking of Sea of Thieves and shooters, there's a couple of interesting things on during the X19 thing last week that we missed. So sorry, just back to DLC or free updates, and that's it?
DLC, free updates, or battle pass rewards.
I don't think I can add any more, so I'm just going to do the two. Oh, battle pass rewards. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, sure enough. So there, we got a poll on our website. Check that out. Let's talk about X19, because there was a bunch of excellent announcements there.
There were some weird ones, too. Like, let's start Obsidian. Just released, what is it called? Outer Worlds.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Outer Worlds was also released, though, on every console, so it's even supposed to be coming to the Switch, I think, later this year or early next year.
Mm-hmm.
Outer Worlds it's a pretty good game. It's not perfect. They need to add some things to it. I want to see some DLC or expansions down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good game. If you like Fallout-style games, play Outer Worlds. But Obsidian, now as they're owned by Microsoft, unveiled their first game under the Microsoft banner.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And it's a weird one, because it's different. They're going after a survival genre, but it's called Grounded.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you see the trailer for this? It kind of looks like you're the size of an ant exploring the world. So the first thing that came up to me that popped into my head was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I didn't watch all the trailers, honestly, but I think I remember seeing it. I'm trying to find it right now on the page I'm on, but I can't find it.
Anyway. Yeah, it's called Grounded.
Grounded. Grounded, like yeah. Your mom used to do to you in...
Well, I don't miss that, but I guess, you know, work kind of feels like grounded, too. It's like, hey, go in that lockup.
Dude, my fucking wife grounds me, for fuck's sakes. I'm just kidding. But no, seriously. Anyways, yeah, other than that, like there's... Oh, I see it now. It's right at the very, very top, and I kept scrolling by it. It's a jam-packed survival RPG set in a garden. Yeah, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Right, yeah. I watched that, actually. I did watch that. So, yeah, no, I know what you mean when you say the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped up to my mind is, like, the kids freaking trying to go make it from the garden down to the house.
Yeah. anyways, next on thy list... is West of Dead announcement trailer. So you play as a dead cowboy, William Mason, and as he travels around the gritty world of Purgatory, the game is a fast-paced twin-stick shooter set in the procedural-generating hunting grounds. What the fuck? Procedural-generated hunting grounds. I knew I didn't say that right for some reason.
Yeah.
The town isn't big enough for the both of us, partner. West of Dead is currently open to in open beta on Xbox One, and players can test it out until November 25th.
They didn't really show it off too much. They just called it a shooter, so I don't really know too much about this game and how it's going to work. If it's in a beta, is this a multiplayer game, or is this...
I would assume so, because it says this town isn't big enough for the both of us.
But it also says it's a twin-stick shooter.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't actually know. It feels like, is it like one of those ones that, you know, like you move forward after you like kill people? Sort of like time. Yeah, you know those arcade games?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you kill everyone and then you finally start moving forward.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Is that what a twin stick shooter is?
I'm literally just looking up the definition right now. Known... It's a game in which a protagonist combats a large number of enemies by shooting at them while dodging their fire. The controller must rely primarily on reaction times to succeed. This game, yeah, that's about it. Using fixed or scrolling movement.
Yeah, so it is.
Okay.
Because there's no way there could be multiplayer when you have a set character who's William Mason, who's also, guys, voiced by Ron Perlman.
Yeah, I saw that too. See, I was gonna say, like, isn't every fucking shooter a twin stick shooter? Because, like,
I thought so, but I think this means like you have to kill everything before you can progress.
Yeah,
I remember. I don't remember the name of it, but there's one Call of Juarez, I think it is. Gunslinger. It's coming to the Switch.
Yeah, I played that for the original 360, the Call of Juarez.
Yeah,
and I hated it.
Now, did you play the Gunslinger one? Because there's two other ones.
I think I just played the original.
Okay, so Gunslinger, you basically played as a gang member, right? Who basically is now hunting down everyone who betrayed him like years later.
Okay, well, I don't know. I traded Call of Juarez.
Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah. All right, so moving on from West of Dead... So we get the Xbox Game Pass announcements. So there's a bunch. There's actually a good handful of new stuff coming to the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, they've also bringing back... What is that? Ultimate Holiday? Is it the... When you pay, like, to rent an Xbox, rent to own?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what that's called, but yeah, I know. This holiday...
They're bringing that back as well.
So right now they have... They put on Rage 2... Lego, the Ninja Movie video game, Ninjago video game movie, whatever the fuck. Remnant from the Ashes, The Talos Principle, Age of Empires 2, the Definitive Edition. And coming soon to an Xbox Game Pass near you is Darksiders 3, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Mr. Halo Reach. I just thought, I don't know why I threw the Mr. in there. My Friend Pedro, Life is Strange 2, and The Red Strings Club. So... Halo Reach. I just posted some gameplay on our website, actually, of Firefight, and oh, buddy, I want to play Firefight fucking bad. Ugh, it's gonna be good. I'm stoked. So, but that comes out on December 3rd, I think. I saw. So sometime in 2020, there's gonna be Yakuza 0, 1, and 2. I can't.
I've played them all.
And there's gonna be like every Final Fantasy except everything before 6, or before 7. Yeah.
And Kingdom Hearts.
There's 3 Final Fantasy 13s.
Versions of it.
Okay, because he put Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 2, 10, 13, 13, 13, and 15.
Don't actually remember. He might have made an error there.
He says, no, that's not a typo. There are really 13, or 3 Final Fantasy 13s.
Okay.
So these games will be available on day one of their release on the Xbox Game Pass. We have Minecraft Dungeons, which looks somewhat interesting, but I've never been into Minecraft, so it just piqued my interest for about a second. But if you're big into Minecraft, I'm sure this is going to be great. Microsoft Flight Simulator, which I still need to rebuild my simulator thing so I can play that. Bleeding Edge, Grounded, Wasteland 3, and Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I want to say Will-O-Wisps because that's the Pokemon move.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Ori actually looks kind of cool for an independent game, so.
There's been a couple of really decent independent looking games this year, actually.
That there has been. I think I'm more interested in seeing something different than something that I'm just always getting. And you know when you have like one of those really adventural, really musical like platformers?
Yep.
There's something that drives me to that.
Yeah.
So, I really like the first one. Let's see where the second one takes us.
Yeah, 100%. All right,
let's speed up a little bit.
19 new games that will be available on their respective day releases through Xbox Game Pass. Blah, 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 thanks to ID at Xbox. What the fuck is that? I missed that.
It's indie. They're indie label.
Oh, okay. Nice. So, God, there's so many here. There's a lot. Trax, the train set game. Oh, okay. Streets of Rage 4, Skatebird. Sorry. I just read Skateboarder, but it's Skatebird. Like, flappy flat bird. Carrion, Fogs, Supraland. These are weird names, dude. I can't even say them without sounding like an idiot. Scourgebringer, Luna Knights, Christ Tale, Double Kick Heroes, Haven, She Dreams Elsewhere. That should just be called Your Wife. Level Head, My Friend Pedro, It Lurks Below, Forger, Cyber Shadow, The Red Lantern, and Edge of Eternity. Those are all games going to be available at launch on the Game Pass. Oh, and the Flash. Oh, the X19 Flash Sale was announced. That's what you were talking about earlier, right?
That's their Black Friday sale.
Oh, okay.
I was talking more that last year as a holiday thing is they introduced a thing where it's like $19 a month. Mm-hmm. You get Game Pass, but you also rent an Xbox One.
Rent to own, you said, right?
Yeah, rent to own. So now they're bringing that back with the X as well. And you can now, when it comes out, upgrade to the Scarlet.
Right. That's interesting. I think especially kids that can't own that, not even kids, just people that can't afford to buy a $600 console, like that's a really good option.
And I think they make more money in the long run.
I mean, they should just fucking do that.
It's like $24 a month, I think.
Yeah.
For the X, right? So 24, 12, right? And it's not like you're gonna, if you do upgrade to the Scarlet, I bet you the Scarlet, because it's a newer console, will probably be like $30 or something a month when you do the upgrade. But
that's pretty
good. When you
good,
think
dude.
About it that way, it's still decent, and in the long run, Microsoft's going to make way more money off of you than just one time purchase.
Yeah, 100%. Moving on. Now we have Crossfire X, which was it announced, or it was a teaser trailer? That's what it was. They used a trailer using the in-game engine footage to show off what to expect from the upcoming game, which is due out in 2020. So, shooter, I'm interested, but I don't know anything about the game or the original. Is there another Crossfire?
No, not that I know of. I've never heard of it.
Because usually Crossfire X means like It's a sequel of some variety. Alright, so Jurassic World Evolution is going back to Jurassic Park in the amply named Return to Jurassic Park DLC, packed to the brim with nostalgia and Jeff Goldblum. The new DLC sees to reclaim the park from the dinosaurs, rebuilding iconic locations and overcoming brand new challenges guided by none other than Dr. Alan Grant, Dr. Ellie Sattler, and the mesmerizing Dr. Ian Malcolm themselves. So, the original film's voice cast have also returned to voice their respective roles. The DLC also features Jurassic Park-inspired attractions, new dinosaurs, including dinosaur names I can't say, and legacy skin variants, and the 1993-inspired overlay and inventory, Life Finds a Way. So, I'm not a Jurassic Park, huge Jurassic Park fan. I'm a Jurassic Park appreciator. I appreciate what it took.
Yeah,
to
I think it's the same for me.
Yeah.
I also, I'm more interested just seeing that the original cast are coming back. Because I know they're coming back for the new movie.
Yeah.
In the trilogy, the new trilogy. So it's cool to actually see them come back for a video game.
Yeah. And I like when, you know, they're willing to step back into an iconic role like that, too. Sometimes they're like, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, I was this person. Like, this wasn't Daniel Radcliffe, but it's like Daniel Radcliffe saying, oh, I was Harry Potter. I don't want to go be Harry Potter again. I've done my time as Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right. You know what was it? Oh, okay, actually, side note. I watched The Lion King, the new one, and after about 10 minutes, I literally stopped watching it. I was so fucking pissed off.
It's so bad. I don't like it. The mouth is just ruining it for me.
It wasn't that it was that. It was that it was literally shot for shot of the original. Like, the opening sequence.
Oh, it was. We knew that. But it's just literally... And did you know when they did that, the original, like, writers and whatnot didn't get any credit?
Yeah, I know. I think I said that on one podcast that you weren't
on.
But, yeah, no, total bullshit. And that fucking movie pissed me right off.
Yeah. Disney's been doing that a lot. They did the same thing to Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Because Disney's assholes, like I've also said in this podcast.
Yeah. The funny thing is like they can't not credit Elton John.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh yeah, like the this is a new song. It's like, no, it's still Circle of Life.
Yeah. All right, back to games. We have Planet Coaster, which I don't even know what that is.
That actually looked interesting to me.
Oh, it's the Roller Coaster Tycoon type game.
Yeah.
Planet Coaster. Dude, could you imagine taking a roller coaster from, like, multiple planets? That'd be lit.
That'd be a long roller coaster.
That'd be a long roller coaster. That'd be literally the fastest roller coaster ever. So, alright, anything else to say about that?
Not really. We should just skip through a lot of these, because I didn't really watch the whole conference.
The only one I want to touch on is Tell Me Why. Did you see that
Don't Nod's new game.
Yeah, so the trailer. Okay, well, when I was watching the trailer, I forgot I was watching a fucking Xbox game. It was super narrative, and I totally expected it to be like on
Don't
the PlayStation.
Nod's games are always like that. That's what I love about the Don't Nod Entertainment is because they did the Life is Strange franchise, and then they did that one where the boy thinks he's a superhero. That came out
recently. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So all their games, they're just, I don't know who it is, but man, they know how to write.
Yeah, for sure. The only question I have about this game is, like, what do you do, like, from a game perspective?
So basically, it sounds like in this one, he's trying to recover the past that he doesn't remember.
Right.
His mom did something to him or something, or, yeah. But basically, you're going to be in the narrative of the brother and the sister, the twins, and probably going back to places that he's hoping to uncover the truth.
So it's like a discovery game? So, like, yeah, I'm just trying to wrap my hand around how the game works. Like,
it gives you choices, too.
Right. So, like, is it like a narrative story where you're... It's kind of like... what fucking game did we play that co-op prison breakout game? A Way Out. So it's like A Way Out?
Yes, but not as action-driven. Like, this is more, like, just story-narrated, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Got it. All right, so The only couple of other things that stuck out, Age of Empires 4 gameplay reveal was shown as well.
Years later, finally.
Yes, my dog just gave me a toy that she wants to throw, so no. Anyways, Wasteland 3 also was shown.
Yep.
And
not my type of game.
No. Sea of Thieves announced the Seabound Soul content update, which added a couple more things.
Seabound Soul and Fire.
Yeah.
Don't forget the fire.
And the fire, yeah. But you know what? I'm not going to play Sea of Thieves. I think I like what we did, because we skipped like a year, and then a bunch of shit got introduced, and we're like, this is Baus. I think we should just do
that again.
I might
come back for this, but I'm going to wait. It says it's coming November 20th, so just tomorrow? No, yeah, tomorrow. And we'll see. I might not play it right away. I'll try to get Cole and a couple of the others, but it does sound interesting. Join Captain Pendragon to uncover the mystery of the feared ship, the Ashen Dragon.
Yeah.
Reveal the secrets of a sinister new threat.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
Kind of sounds cool.
It does sound cool, and I like... I miss the arena. The arena was lit. There's a couple things in that trailer that excited me, so... But not as much
as
this...
Did you see their new IP?
Rare?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, their next new game is called Everwild.
Interesting.
It's very fantasy like you should take a look at it. So it's a new IP from Rare. They're very passionate about creating something special, and the first reveal is just a taste of a magical natural world.
I will check that out after the podcast.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's kind of got like that fantasy look to it.
Yep.
You know, like that Rare. Well, it's still got that cartoonish that Rare's known for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, I don't know. It's always something with Rare games that just, you know, stand out.
Interesting. All right. I'll check that out after the podcast. The last thing they showed off was Halo Reach, which, again, I'm super stoked and I want to play so bad. Is that just on PC, though, or is that on Xbox 2?
And console.
Okay, good. I think after all I've done with Halo, I wouldn't want to switch over to PC. Like, it'd have to be a controller for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't mind trying to play PC again, but, like, I was watching Dr. Disrespect play Star Wars.
Yep.
And he was saying because... You can only in Star Wars. You can only press A, W or A. You can't hold them both to go up in like a diagonal.
Yeah.
So he was trying to climb and he just kept falling. And there's at one point he's like, if this keeps happening, he's like, I might actually have to play with a controller. He finally kind of figured it out, but you could tell like the game, they didn't really think about how that would work. You either had to go up or sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Like left or right, you couldn't do both at the same time. It did not recognize the command.
That's odd, dude.
Which I, thinking about it, I love my joystick.
Yeah, I will always default to playing with a controller. But I'm not gonna whine if I have to do keyboard and mouse.
No, but seeing that it wasn't like supported that way, like that's just stupid.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we should move on to maybe talk about. Dog, go away. You were bad. You ate an entire loaf of fucking bread that you got off the counter.
Yeah.
Alright. anyway.
That could have made me a grilled cheese.
Dude, that could have made me a spinach dip with bread.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm ultra disappointed. And she knew she fucked up as soon as I walked at the door. She ate on her bed. I thought she was like, oh, she must be at dog with the dog walker still. Because I didn't see her for like the half an hour before I was home, and then I went into my bedroom and there she was on the bed, like she already knew she's in shit, and then I found the bread after. I was like, oh buddy. Anyways,
wow.
Yeah, so let's talk about Pokemon. So
alright, so I'm not far, and I'm gonna be honest, like I wanna start this is like I wasn't gonna pick up this game. I was not digging how the evolutions of the starters looked.
I did not look at the evolutions of the starters. I always like that to be a surprise, so it doesn't dictate what my choice is for starters. Who did you choose?
I went with Grookey.
Cool.
And the whole time that I've played Pokemon, this is the only second time that I've not picked a fire starter. Because the last time was with Treecko.
Yes.
I really like Treecko over Torchic, which I'm not a Torchic hater. I just thought Treecko, because I was a big fan of the anime, was just cooler.
And then once you realized that Treecko evolved, or sorry, Torchic evolved into Blaziken, you regretted your decision instantly?
Not really, because I really like Sceptile.
Okay.
He was still a powerhouse.
Yeah. I chose Wobble, and... You know what, I wanted to choose Grookey, but I knew everybody was going to choose Grookey, so I'm like, I'm going to just
gonna
do something different.
You're going to fucking regret your choice when you get the final evolution so hard.
Oh, I'm not very far away. I'm like 3-4 levels away from him evolving again, so I'm going to probably insta-trade him. It's going to be great.
I pity you.
All right. Well, so... I'm actually really on the fence about the game in terms of how I feel about it. A lot of people are hating upon not including every single Pokemon in the Pokedex. Honestly, I really don't give a fuck about that because I don't
it's
have time.
Too much.
I don't have time to collect 1,000 Pokemon.
Much.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
So I'm not upset about that. If I wanted to go complete the Pokedex, I'll just go play Omega Ruby again because that game's lit as shit. So, my biggest fucking concern, and I was talking about this with Bradley in our Discord channel, was that the game holds your hand so goddamn much. It's so fucking annoying. Like,
I hated the beginning, I'm not gonna lie. Like, having to fucking go from your house to your rival's house, and then your rival saying he has to go pick up his brother at the train station, then just to go back to your house?
Yeah.
I was fucking annoyed.
Yeah. It's so bad. Only now, where I am, I have 3 gym badges, and I'm, if you look at the Galar region, like the town map, I'm where, like, the big dragon pillar is. That's, like, the area you go to after you get 3 gym badges.
Yep.
And just now, they've now stopped holding my hand. But just, they've, like, lightened their grip. Like, it's still there, but it's like... Just fucking let me play the goddamn game. Like, so that really pisses me off. The other thing that pisses me off is, like, the world, like, the towns are not that big, and they only let you go in, like, 3 buildings. And there'll be, like, 10 buildings. And you're like, cool, that's fucking creative. Like, fuck.
Did you know when you start the game, Route 1, right?
Yep.
You know your mom gives you the 5 Pokeballs?
Yep.
If you don't catch a Pokemon and then you go meet up with your rival and you haven't caught anything, you have to do the fucking catching tutorial.
Oh, didn't catch anything?
But then I did. Okay. I just looked it up because I was like, because I wanted to see what I could catch in Route 1 before I moved on.
Yep.
So I tried to get everything. And it's like at the bottom of the thing, it's like, oh yeah, if you didn't catch anything, Leon would have made you do the tutorial. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Good Christ.
I was like, just give me the 20 Pokeballs and fuck off.
Yeah. that would have killed me for sure. So I'm recording all my footage because I'm going to do a full-ass honest review of this game when I'm done. And I've been playing for 8.5, maybe even 9 hours. And I've been catching fucking everything, and I actually had to tell myself, like, hey, you're 9 hours into the fucking game. Like, get on with it. Like, finish the game, come back and catch all this shit later. Because I was catching everything. Like, I have almost 90 Pokemon in my Pokedex, and I don't even have my 4th gym badge yet. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm fucking killing it. So, the area that you're going into now is called the Wild Area.
Yes, I just landed there.
Yeah, so... The Wild Area is probably the coolest fucking place in the whole game. You can encounter Pokemon there that are way beyond your level, and your badges indicate how strong a Pokemon you can capture. So at the beginning, like, I walked in there, the first Pokemon I saw was an Onix. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm catching an Onix. And I go there, and it said, you encountered a rather strong-looking Onix. That's literally what the text says. And they're like, oh, really? And it was level 25, and I'm level 10. I'm like, cool, I'm fucking running.
But that thing would arrest you.
But I tried to catch it. Like, I tried to throw like a Pokeball, and it said that Onix is keeping its guard up, and it won't let you catch it. And I'm like, so that was kind of lame. But
that's kind of funny too, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, I really like that. I like that you can run into shit that's stronger than you to make you realize how fucking weak you are.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And like, and then today, like, I got my 3 gym badges and I was heading to the next area and I found a wild Steelix. I'm like, what the fuck? That is unheard of. So I went and walked up and it's like, you encountered a rather strong looking Steelix, level 50, and I'm level like 25. I'm like, all right, I'm running.
What the fuck?
So
I heard you can even run into a Tyranitar.
Yeah, you can. So
it's all just random.
Yeah, I literally was creaming my pants going to the next area because me being a Pokedex completioner, and it was the moment when I stopped catching Pokemon, and I'm like, hey, no, I'm not catching any more Pokemon. I'm only catching them if I want it, like in my party, and then I'll come back later and do it. And yeah. I'm going by all the grass, and I'm seeing just so many different types of Pokemon coming up in the grass, and I'm like, what the fuck? I want to catch all of them, but I literally don't have time. So it's super diverse, that the wild area, and you can see all the Pokemon in the grass, just like Let's Go, which I absolutely love. It's great.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, the wild area is actually the best part about this game for sure. I'm just trying to pull up my notes here so I can read about it. Okay, yeah, going back to the handholdy bullshit, I honestly feel like I'm on a fucking guided tour through the Galar region. Like, you'll get to a town, and then it's like, hey, go to the gym, and you're like, yeah, sure, whatever, I'm just gonna explore the town first, like one does in a Pokemon game, like find items and TMs and hidden shit, and looking at all the houses and get a free item or whatever the fuck, right? But they literally put, like, either Team Yell, who's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and, or, like, some other roadblock. It literally forces you to go to the gym. It's like, can you suck a dick and let me do what I fucking want, game? Like, for fuck's sakes. Yeah.
Yeah, that just seems too forced.
Yeah. There's even one area, when you get to the first gym, just before you get to the first gym, it's like, oh, go see that really hot assistant lady on the whatever it's called, on the hill. And you're like, cool. And Hop's like, hey, if you don't know where that one thing is, you should look at your map. So he's giving you a hint, which is fine.
Yeah.
And then and then after that conversation, you look over and there's a Yamper that literally leads you to exactly where you need to go. I'm like, what the, when do you play the fucking game? Like, oh, it's just so frustrating. Like, there should be some sort of like option to be like, are you a veteran player that's played every fucking game since 1998? Like,
they should add difficulties actually.
Yeah, I agree. I think what I was talking about before with the wild area, I think they could have done that everywhere. I think they could have done that where you can go wherever the fuck you want and you'll encounter Pokemon that are super fucking strong. And if you're out leveled, you need to train and come back or else you're not going
to
make it through.
That's the funny thing, because I don't overtrain, but I wanted to make sure, like, usually, you know, like the first gym's level, like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Right. I just hit the wild level, and I'm, like, level 12, all six of my Pokemon.
I know, it's way too easy. This game is way too easy to level everything
up. Like, the first trainers you fight on Route 2, I destroyed. I felt bad. My Rockety, like, took out all two of that one chick's Pokemon, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, you took out, like, maybe not even a quarter of my health, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Rookity is fucking badass. That's the one that evolves into
Corviknight. That turns into the big crow.
Yeah, oh, looks so cool. So I haven't looked up any of the new Pokemon evolutions. So, like, I had my four main Pokemon that I was using, and then I had the other two spots just literally to level shit up and evolve it and then put it in the box. And I had a Yamper, and I was just leveling him up, and then he evolved into some badass dog-looking thing. I'm like, fuck, I might keep you now. So I didn't want no goddamn corgi.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grabbed that Phoenix thing, or the fox looking thing,
yeah,
right off of Route 1.
Yeah.
Nix it,
and then now it's then it's some like thieving looking fox thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I already saw it, like, when you see it in the bushes, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, it's a fox. This is kind of cool. And then you see it, and I'm like, fuck, this thing has too much eyeshadow on.
Yeah. Yeah. I evolve that. Here's another issue I have with the game. There's literally no moves that you can teach your Pokemon. Like, I'm level 30 now. All my Pokemon are level 30. All of them have shit moves. I've found nothing for TMs. As they level up, their moves available to them are shit. It's like shit that does nothing. Like charm.
Well, the one move that I always use, and I was trying to look it up to see where I can find it, is one of my main guys, usually my tank, always has false swipe.
Yes, that's a fucking, like, I need a Pokemon that's just for catching Pokemon, because I...
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually my tank. The most health, right? You got false swipe. I usually give it some more PP ups and shit like that, and you try to raise it up. But that is, like, my go-to move for catching. And if the, you know, if he's one that also can learn sleep, fuck on it. Like, that's perfect.
Yeah. My Pokemon that I used in, which I can actually get in this game, is Shiftry, because it knew False Swipe, it knew, was it Yawn? I think it was Yawn. And then a couple of other moves. Like, it was literally my Pokemon catching. I got it to level 88 with just catching Pokemon.
Yeah, like, False Swipe is one of the best moves.
Yeah.
Like, leaving a Pokemon to 1 HP, it's perfect.
Yeah, and then Sleep has the best modifier for capturing Pokemon. It's times 3. Everything else is either 2x2 or under.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, confusion's never good, because if it hurts itself, it'll knock itself out.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was literally my jam, is I would... especially Omega Ruby, when I was literally completing the National Dex and I had to catch every Legendary. Oh, yeah. Shiftry was my fucking friend.
Yeah, like, I love False Swipe, so, you know, if they don't have that TM in the game, I'll definitely go with a Pokemon that can learn it.
I think I have it. You can get it in the game. You can get it as soon as you get to the Moto, wherever the fuck you're heading right now. The next town, you can buy it at the Pokemon, or at the Pokemon Center.
Okay, perfect, because then I'll definitely pick that up, and then I just gotta figure out who I wanna teach it to, because usually with TMs, especially False Swipe, in all the other games, you could only get one.
Yeah. But you can get a classic... I can't remember the name for it in the game, but you can get, like, a classic TM where it only has one use. But you still get, like, the newer ones that you can use multiple times.
Do they have that for False Swipe, though?
Yeah.
It's always been kind of a rare thing.
Yeah, you can get it for... what do you call it? Yeah, you can get it for multiple uses. You know what? I think they give it to you so early because the next thing I was going to get to is the... I caught a... What's that fucking toad thing called? Generation 6. Fuck, the blue... The water ground one that's really fucking hard to kill. Unless you have a grass type. I can't remember.
Brock's one?
Was it Brox?
Toxicroak?
No, it wasn't Toxicroak. It was...
Krogunk.
No, it's Generation 6. Let me look it up, because I'm going to sound like an idiot. But anyways, I'm fighting it. It's something Toad. It's, Palsplatoad? Okay, I'm just going to put Pokemon. Pokedex.
Well, you might want to put Gen 6, because now you got a Pokedex to, like, everyone.
I know. It's, Pokedex... Okay, there. Okay. Oh, I don't want to load that many. Jesus Christ, that's going to take forever. Pokedex, that's not crazy. Pokemon.com, Jesus Christ. Anyways, so I'm trying to catch this thing. And it's level 34, and I'm level... Level 28. Palpitoad, that's what it's called. So, I'm fighting a Palpitoad. And I got it down to literally, like, 7 HP, and it had a lot of HP. And it killed all my Pokemon. I had one Pokemon left, and I had, like, 3 Great Balls left. And I could, like, it took me, like, literally 10 minutes to catch this fucking thing. I'm like, good Christ, like, everything that's walking around that's super strong is so hard to catch. And that's, like, the only challenging thing I'm finding about this game is, like, catching anything that's worth catching. Is just so hard.
I could see that.
But I think they design it that way so that if you manage to catch it, then you have a super strong Pokemon that's not going to fucking carry you through you know, all the gym battles. But mind you, the game's not very fucking hard even without them.
Yeah, see, for me, like, I was looking up before I bought it. I wanted to see what the version exclusives were.
Yep.
And I really did like Sun and Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it added something different, but I loved the dragon.
Yeah.
I just can't think of his name. You know the one I'm thinking of, though, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's Axu. I was going to think Axorus. Let me look this up quickly so I can think of it. Serebii.
So there's only 400 Pokemon in the game. I didn't realize it was that small. But
that's still decent size, though.
I thought it was at least 500, but that's whatever. It's fine. But I'm kind of shocked at the little amount of new Pokemon available. Like,
yeah, because they just wanted, but they did finally give some Pokemon new forms and some evolutions.
Yeah, I caught the Farfetch'd with Attitude. Did you catch him yet?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I'm still really into the like beginning. Oh, right. Zhangmu Momo.
Right.
Yeah, you remember the one, right? From Sun and Moon.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, you only found him like close to the end of the game.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really liked him. So I decided to, I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of cool with that. I was a little pissed off because Sword or Shield gets Lapras and Gengar.
Right. Oh,
that hurt me a little bit.
So I'm in the wild area today, and I cross the bridge, and the first thing I see is a gigantic Snorlax, and we're like having a stare down contest. And I'm like, this is after I decided not to catch any more Pokemon. I'm like, I really want a Snorlax. I don't know what to do right now. And then the Snorlax started running towards me, and I'm like standing there frozen in fear. I'm like, fuck. And then I started the battle, and it was too high of a level for me to catch. I was like, fuck's sakes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm just looking up the National Pokedex right now to see how many Pokemon there are now, and to see how many new Pokemon there are.
Probably really, really bad.
Yeah, go all the way to the bottom. Okay, there's the national number. 890. So there's only... That's fuck all. There's only 80 new Pokemon in this game.
That's not too... Well, actually, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Like
usually they have over 100, and then they introduce some new forms.
Yeah, Johto had 100 extras. But Johto... Like I can understand the limitations of the game back then, because it was on Game Boy. So, like, I get it. Hoenn added, so 252 minus 386. I don't have a calculator. 52, so that's like 100. That's 130-ish new Pokemon. And then there's 387 to 3. So just over 100 for Generation 4. This one's 494 to... Come on, holy shit, there's a lot here. 494.
Is there a new version of Eevee?
I haven't encountered one yet.
Oh, okay.
Generation 5 added, like, almost 150 new Pokemon. That's actually a lot. And then 650 to... And then... Oh, Generation 6 didn't even... Only added 80. 7... I think they didn't want to hit 1,000, maybe. 809 minus, what is that? 7. Yeah, so that's about 90 for Generation 7. And yeah, this one added 80. So, yeah. I don't know, man. So, I will release a full-ass, honest review on this game. There's a bunch of other things that I'd like to talk about here, but we're running out of time, so... yeah, it's quite...
Let me get a bit more into the game, and then we can talk about it on the next one.
Sure, we can, discuss it a little bit. But the music in the wild area is fucking epic, though. FYI. Oh, actually, one thing I want to talk about is there's ways for you to level up your Pokemon that are in the boxes with Pokemon jobs. Do you know about these yet?
No.
Okay, so you can go to the PC in the Pokemon Center, and you can... Basically, badges are fucking everything in this game. So if you have one depending on how many badges you have, that dictates the level in which Pokemon listen to you, the level of Pokemon that you can capture, how many jobs you can have, how many items you can buy in the stores. Like, this is all the same shit. The store thing's the same shit as the beginning of the fucking franchise. But, you know, basically, if you have one badge, you're getting minimal shit. If you have... Sorry. Got a burp or something. If you have three badges, then you have a lot more available to you. So the Pokemon jobs, you go to the PC, and people will post jobs. So, like, someone will say, hey, I need help cooking stuff. Would love fire-type Pokemon. So you can select... It'll tell you can select up to three or up to four whatever Pokemon, and you can send them on a job. And you select the amount of time they go away on this job. So, and this is real time, so you can select a whole day, which is 24 hours. And the whole time they're away, they're gaining experience. And based on the job and the level of the job, which you can get higher levels the more badges you have, you can give them more experience. So... literally, this is great because I only have two spots in my party to train people, which obviously it gives them the most experience, but now I can slowly level up everybody else. Like, I have, like, 25 Pokemon on jobs right now. So, yeah, that's really cool. I do enjoy that. In the video, you guys are going to love this. I feel like in the first three gyms, I felt like they were sucking the fun out of what out of Pokemon and out of what made Pokemon fun, basically. And I battled this police officer, and he has the most fucking ridiculous, like, smirk. He looks like he's being paid to look like he's having fun. When you fight the police officer, you'll see what I mean. It's so funny. I'm totally putting that in the video. So, yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
All right. Anything else about Pokemon before we,
No, like I said, I still gotta get it a little further into the game.
Alright, well, I think that'll do it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening, guys, and next week we'll talk about, we'll look at your poll, we'll talk a little bit more about Pokemon, we'll talk about Star Wars, so good stuff coming up next week. Thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on, and then jump onto our social media and let us know what you thought of the show. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be back next week. But until then, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
See you guys later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.